Hello, naked peeps, and you are listening to The Naked Nerd. I am JC, The Naked Nerd, speaking, and I hope that you're all doing very well. How is everyone doing these days? With the weather happening, with tensions within the world happening right now, it just feels like everything seems to be crumbling day by day. And it has been difficult to find the positive, however, I've been trying very hard to be as positive as possible. However, it's not always the case. Sometimes you don't feel well and you just need to take that bit of a rest, which I have. Unfortunately, the weather this summer has played a bit of an effect on my mental health, mainly because the medication that I'm taking has made me more sensitive to heat, and because it has made me a little bit wonky. Well, more than a little bit wonky, but the point is, I've been trying to take it easy, and yeah, just making sure that I'm doing myself a favor and keeping myself in check, but also making sure that I don't overdo it. But anyway, I hope that you're all doing well. I hope that if you're here in Australia, at least you've got some time to be in the wilderness or time to be in nude areas. So I hope you're trying to keep that going. And if not, well, there's always later in the year. But let's move on with the show. So today, I actually wanted to talk about something very serious. I wanted to talk about the issue of belly shame. Now, for those of you who are unaware, I am what I would consider to be more than a little bit chubby, and I have quite a bit of a belly. And it's been some time that I've been able to accept my own belly, but it's actually been something that I've been working on for, as I said, for a very long time, for many years. Because I was brought up in an age where, and I think we still are, well, many of us have been brought up to be told that to have a bigger belly is considered to be ugly, or to it's considered to be not average and not really worthy of people's time. But whether you are someone who identifies as male, female, or non-binary, the belly is something that a lot of people have shame towards. And it's something that has been, I would like to say, that it has been shared across the world through different sources of media. A lot of it comes from, I would say, well, for one, a lot of magazines. A lot of magazines for both the typical male and female body. I would say non-binary as well, but I haven't seen any magazines that actually have been able to show a non-binary body, in my opinion. If there has been, and if I have missed any material that has non-binary people as part of the magazine, please let me know. Let me know via email, via the Facebook page, or let me know directly by commenting on Instagram as well. But moving on, the point is I'm trying to make is that the belly itself, it's something that a lot of focus tends to be identified with worth. If you have a big belly, you're considered to be lazy and not being able to do anything about it. If you've got a six-pack, you're considered to be at your peak fitness and seen as someone who is able to do things and actually able to obtain people's time and value and be worthy of people's time in general. I tend to disagree because if even if you've got a six pack, and if you do have a six pack, well done. But if you're trying to get a six pack to impress people, but not necessarily impressing your own self-worth, then it's not really something that you should be seeking, because a six pack in itself does not equate to your internal value, and it doesn't necessarily equate to everyone's value. If you're doing it for health reasons, if you're trying to keep in shape for athletics, or if you want to just make sure that you feel good inside and out, then power to you. But I don't like it when particular people who, I would say in quotation marks, fitness regime / influencer regime, tend to spew out things like, oh, if you don't have a six-pack, then no one is going to fall in love with you. Or if you don't have a six-pack, then you're less likely to secure any sort of happiness. Neither of those things are true, because true happiness only comes from within. You could have everything you wanted in the world in terms of possessions. You could have what's deemed to be considered the most
attractive
body. But it doesn't necessarily
mean much if you're not happy with yourself. I personally had a belly shave ever since I was a kid.
A lot of it stemmed from within my own family. So to give some context, in my own family background, particularly the Latinx or Latino community, whichever term you prefer, a lot of the shame, particularly when it came to the belly, stemmed from being able to at least eat. And food actually does play a lot of hand when it comes to the Latino community, because we thrive on it. But when it comes to dealing with ridicule, particularly with your physical looks, particularly around the belly, you're either eating too little and need to eat more, or you're eating too much and you need to eat less. There is no in-between. There really isn't any sort of in-between where you're seen as eating the right amount. But a lot of it also stemmed from childhood, because unfortunately as kids, when you're a kid, you don't really have that much of a filter. And unfortunately the first thing you tend to notice is it looks. Even as a minority in an Australian primary school, I was definitely part of the minority with my dark skin. Constantly being asked, why is my skin dark? Or more specifically, the actual phrasing is, why am I black? Like I had a choice in the matter. But getting back to the topic at hand, I was bullied quite a bit about my physical appearance, particularly about my weight, where I was called fatty, fatty boomba. Because I was chubby, and because of the way the world was at the time, particularly when it came to clothing, if you didn't fit into certain pants or shorts, particularly in primary school, if your pants split, people would make fun of you, and you would be the person known as that guy who split his pants. And I'd like to, I would love to say that the bullying stopped in primary school, but it actually extended itself to high school as well. And unfortunately, a lot of that shame, a lot of it was quite hurtful, particularly because I was and still am a bigger person in terms of weight. I'm never going to be a thin person. It's just not me. But the shame that I felt all those years,
it really took a toll, particularly when it came to doing things like exercising and dieting. I've been on so many different diets, and I've tried to stick to them many, many a time. But the thing is, though, it still didn't give me a sense of happiness. Losing quite a bit of weight, I might add. Well, I did manage to lose a bit of weight. I wasn't necessarily particularly happy about it. And the thing is, a lot of people, particularly people in the fitness industry, tend to talk about how when you've lost weight, that it actually increases your endorphins, and how it increases dopamine to the brain, how it increases certain positive vibes in general. But I feel that it doesn't necessarily work out for everyone, particularly when it comes to losing weight, because there's scars, particularly psychological scars, that don't get solved just by exercising. I mean, I used to go to the gym, and I used to think that by going to the gym, at least exercising and doing the right thing, that I would be happy. And I was for a little while, but not necessarily for the right reasons. And going back to the topic of belly shame, I felt so ashamed of my belly, and it was at that point where I felt that that people didn't want to hang around me because of my belly. And it's stuff like that that plays into your head. But especially going to the beach, I would feel a lot of belly shame because, unfortunately, people still judge about the size of belly, even if you take off your shirt for a little bit, because they will have to say, be like, oh yeah, you need to lose weight, or, you know, put down the cheeseburger, or, you need to run 10 kilometers, mate, ha ha ha, or say stuff that's not necessarily helpful. Now, I will say that at this point in time, I am more than happy with the way that I look. I might not necessarily be the thinnest person. I might not necessarily be the tallest person. I might not have the belly that's considered to be attractive to the general population. But it's my belly and I own it. But what do you guys and gals and non-binary people think? Do you have issues with your own belly? Have you had issues with your belly? Are you currently experiencing those issues right now? Because if you have, I would like to know. I've recently had the chance to ask people this on Instagram, as well as via email, where I've had a couple people chime in. Let's start with Phineas, who actually chimed in on Instagram. He talked about how he's actually had belly shame from time to time, and it's been difficult to get out of that particular mindset. And I totally agree. That mindset that you develop over time, it's really hard to get away from, particularly when you've been told that you need to basically have no belly, or the belly itself needs to be trimmed. And if it's not, then there's something wrong. I mean, unless you are part of the medical profession, and you've been told directly by someone in that profession, specifically for your needs to do something about it, then it's no one else's business. But thank you, Phineas, for chiming in. I've also received an email from someone who wants to be anonymous. They've talked about how they've had issues with their body and their belly for years, particularly where they've had thinner arms and legs, but their belly itself is quite enormous. And I have to actually relate to this. No, not have to relate. I do relate to this in
in a lot of circumstances and for a number of reasons, because particularly growing up, particularly during my 20s, where a lot of body issues and issues with my own mental health stayed alongside me. I mean, realistically, mental health issues stay alongside you for the rest of your life. But the point I'm trying to make is that it was during my 20s that I had really skinny arms, but my belly and my waist were quite big. And being able to fit into certain things was very much a weird thing, particularly when it came to pants. Now, let's face it, everyone, when it comes to pants, the sizing of pants is not necessarily 100% correct, particularly when it comes to the different types of pants. Whether you go for the skinny, the fitted type of pants, the stretchy, it doesn't necessarily, well, the sizes themselves don't necessarily reflect the size that you are currently. And sometimes I just feel like that the industry, in particular the clothing industry, doesn't really take into account the different shape of bodies. With the exception of places like Johnny Big, which I actually am quite a fan of, particularly as they have things that are more comfortable for the taller and for the bigger man. But getting back to the topic of belly shame, it's amazing how we are still in a society that still shames people on the size of their belly. Recently, I actually was watching a couple of things that actually made fun of people's weight. I think I talked about this a while ago. I was watching, it was the Avengers Infinity War, and they were making fun of Chris Pratt's character, Peter Quill, because he had looked a little bit chubby. And the character of Rocket Raccoon said that he was one sandwich away from being called fat, which I did not like as a particular line, because it just assumes that if you're looking a little bigger, then you need to be called fat and made fun of, and that your worth, your self-worth, needs to go down. Also watched recently on Amazon Prime, which I don't necessarily like as a general rule, because Amazon don't necessarily pay their workers, but I'm using their free trial. But there was a show called Upload, which actually made fun of a character who had been, whose body had been under some sort of cryogenics, but had gained a little bit of weight, but was made fun of because of that little bit of weight, and said that they were a little bit tubby, which I don't understand why that is specifically a thing. Specifically, I sound like I'm from Kath and Kim at the moment. Specifically, why that type of line should be woven into those types of shows. And I do feel that it's something that needs to be addressed more and more, particularly when there's still huge amounts of people going through body dysmorphia, and people considering doing extreme surgeries or taking extreme measures to lose that weight, when realistically, there may be nothing wrong with that particular person. Unless you have been told by a doctor who is specifically helping you, then it's no one else's business. You should look the way you should look, and if you're happy about the way you look, then you shouldn't worry about anyone else. I myself have been trying to adopt that, particularly when it comes to the shape of my belly. Because let's face it, I do like to eat. I like to eat. It's not a crime to love to be able to eat. But particularly when you get told by society, by media, social media, that you need to look like this. You need to have these type of legs. You need to have these type of arms. You need to have this type of chest and belly. It does get harder and harder to see through the light when all you get is clouds of misinformation telling you that you need to look this particular way to feel happy. And I don't necessarily agree with any of that. But have you personally felt any sort of shame with your own body? Not necessarily just the belly, but have you felt any shame about the size of any part of your body that you wished you could manage well? But here's the thing, and I want everyone to take this message along with my particular discussion, that it is okay for your body to look the way it is. It is okay for your body to look like this. And with that in mind, let's take a moment, everyone, and let's get comfortable. Let's do a little bit of silent meditation. I want you to take a moment, get undressed, either sit down on your couch or get a yoga mat and sit down. But I want you to take that moment to be comfortable with your body. And I want you to repeat this mantra within your mind. And I want you to repeat this very, very, very carefully. And I want you to take a deep breath, count of five, and then release that breath after five with that mantra in your head. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, breathe in, and then breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, breathe out. And remember, this is your mantra. It is okay for my body to look like this. I repeat, it is okay for my body to look like this. Please pause the episode for about 5 minutes and then continue with listening to the rest of the episode. Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you had a great mini meditation. I hope that you do get to appreciate your own bodies. Whether you are starting your journey in the naturist community or you're on the long path to the naturist lifestyle, take the time to embrace your body. Take the time to say, yes, this is me and I am proud of who I am. Take that time. And remember to make sure that you keep yourself hydrated. Make sure that you take the time to smell the roses. But before I go, big shout out to everyone at the ACT Nudist Club. A big shout out to everyone at the Young Nudists of Australia page and group. Everyone at the Get Naked Australian movement. And everyone who is part of any nudist club or community in Australia, particularly those affiliated with the Australian Naturist Federation. I also like to give a big shout out to Mick, the president of the ANF, and his wife Kath, who are currently overseas, and I believe they're going to a nude cruise very soon. So I hope that you're both doing well and keeping yourself safe. But overall, I'd love to just tell everyone just to embrace yourselves. And also, speaking of embracing oneself, Stay tuned on Instagram where I will do a bit of a further reveal of myself. Not necessarily a full reveal, but a reveal of my true self. But until then, take care, everyone. And as always, live nude and be yourself. And this is JC, the Naked Nerd, signing off.